Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
I'm sorry. I could not hardly hear you.
May I please have your zip code?
33873.
May I please have your first and last name?
Valerie Burns.
And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
It would be P.O. Box 491, Wauchula, Florida, 33873.
Give me just a moment while I to get your account pulled up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I do see where you enter into the sweepstakes to get the KitchenAid mixer. How may I help you today?
Yeah, I agreed to pay $2.95 because that's what it said. But then when I checked my checking account, $7.95 had came out. So I went back to the situation and I investigated a little bit further, and it said $59 and some change is going to be taken out of my account, and then another $59, and this is going to continue to happen. My point being this, first of all, I'd like to cancel this, and second of all, that's a bunch of false advertisement.
I'll be more than happy to get the account canceled out for you. Also, we cannot change the shipping and handling pricing from $7 to $2. But I'll go ahead and get the account canceled out for you. This will prevent any future charges effective immediately. I do have your cancellation number. Just let me know when you're ready for it.
Okay, now with me canceling this, am I still being charged the $7.95 this one time? Am I still
that charge will be voided
something or not? Hello?
That charge will be voided.
Okay. And then no future anything endeavors will be happening.
Your account has been canceled out. That prevents any future charges effective immediately. I do have your cancellation number. Just let me know when you're ready for it.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
The number is 167-0228.
Yes,
that number again is 167-0228. And is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.